When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to I Don't Need an Acting Class with Milton Justice.
Who has something for us today?
There's a director that I know, and he's producing one TV series and one feature film. So he's going to come over here later tonight, and he's going to tape us. And I have to do a Portuguese vampire from the 17th century. And he does have to have a Portuguese accent.
Oh, how nice.
Yeah, it's so interesting. So I've been working with this for a couple of days and coming up with the past of this vampire.
Okay, now, what are you using for the image of the vampire? Like, who is this person?
The scene happens today. Modern times.
Yes.
So he was trapped into a vault that was open,
right,
by adventurers, whatever, and he was a nobleman.
Okay. I'm going to stop asking you questions. I'm going to tell you what to do. Look at sculptures. He's from the 1700s.
Yeah.
Look at sculptures from the 1700s. Look at artwork from the 1700s. It will give you something very good to steal. Look at paintings of nobility. Look at sculptures. You will find something to steal that will give you an attitude, that will give you the road into the character. You might even look at 18th century architecture. You know, go to that period. It will give you something. I'm telling you something. There is nothing more valuable when you're doing anything in a period than to go to the paintings of the period. I'll tell you what I stole from looking at paintings. Playing a king. They're all relaxed. They're all relaxed because they own the country. Of course they're relaxed. And no matter what it was, you could see this sort of lack of tension. And it was so interesting to me. But look at that, and that is a place to go. It will give you a physicality. It will give you an attitude. And a vampire is really, really good. And I would also work on the sexuality. Don't be shy of it. You know, go to leading man. Go to hot leading man.
Yeah, that's a good advice.
You know, go to hot leading man, because otherwise, you're going to be Guy telling the story of how his wife died and how he became a vampire. Not interesting. You know, but a leading man who's very sexy and knows he's sexy. He was always sexy. Now he's sexy for eternity.
Okay.
You know, now I have a vampire. There is no vampire any place in all of literature, film, television, or the theater that is not sexy. You know, don't be sweet little Guy. This victim and how he became. It's a different thing.
I'm trying to find something of an objective with this other character.
I hope you would stop using the word objective.
Yeah, what does he want, you know, by telling his secrets to this younger man?
No, I got to tell you something. Get off that. Using the word want is I'm sorry, but it's crippling you. You know, it really is. It's sitting on the impulse. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, that's not the part. The partner is really good, but that's really sitting on the impulse. I mean, I don't know the text. I don't know what it is, but I mean, there's a certain thing that says, enjoy me.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's like you have to have the impulse of it. You have to have the action. If you start going down the road of wanting, I'm telling you something. All of these things are things that make actor work tepid. What does my character want? I don't know. It's like, it's such a tepid word. It just bores me, the word. And it's too restrictive. I mean, I might use it sometimes, but it's like a double-barreled thing. What do I need? I need him to think. How am I going to get it? You see what I mean? Instead of saying, what's going on in this scene? I'm fabulous. I became a vampire because my wife, my child, killed. And I was stuck. Well, that's interesting.
Okay.
You see what I mean? You really have to like stop using a vocabulary that says, what do I want? Because it's want is a tepid word. Declan Donovan said, replace want with need because it gives it more. I still don't like it. You start using words like that, it's a bland word. You've used it too many things. But if you say, so what's going on with it? I'm free. I'm out. I'm fabulous. You know? And it goes back to Zadacha. What is my problem? My problem is imprisonment. I'm imprisoned. So how am I going to solve it? I'm going to free myself. It's not a plot problem.
Yeah, that's good.
Yes, I know why your acting is getting so boring. It's because you have a boring collection of acting classes that you need to get over. You use words that are boring.
Okay.
Even when you say, what do I want? It's like your voice goes down, it gets the tone. It's like you're so bored thinking I have to figure out what I want.
It's a chore.
It's a chore. It is a chore rather than, okay, so what's my problem? My problem is I'm imprisoned. So how am I going to solve it? I'm going to solve it by freeing myself. So I think that gives you something. It's much more playable, much more actable.
I Don't Need an Acting Class is created and hosted by Milton Justice. Producer is me, Walker Vreeland, and director of online media is Evan Sollers. Music is by Jeffrey Keezer. The opening piece tomorrow is from his album Playdate. What you're hearing now is M's Bedtime Blues. And for more info on Jeffrey's work, you can go to jeffreykeezer.com. Please subscribe, rate, and review the podcast. You can find us online, idontneedanactingclass.com, where you can find show notes and videos. And we're in the process of building the website as we speak, so go check that out. You can also follow us on Instagram at idontneedanactingclass, and you can continue to send your questions to Milton at questionsformilton@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you back here next week.